Next item on the agenda is public hearing proposed amendments pertaining to TOTOG for VAC 20-960. Joe.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the board.
Good afternoon, sir.
I have two additional public comments that I'd like to, there we go, to get to you that came in via email after the evaluation packet.
Thank you.
There were two separate addenda to the TOTOG FMP approved in 2007. It may be easier, in my opinion, to consider the second addendum, addendum 5, as a technical addendum or an addendum that was set to make adjustments to addendum 4. Addendum 4 was approved in February of 2007. It set target and threshold levels for the spawning stock biomass. These target levels allow managers to determine if a stock is overfished or if overfishing is occurring. Many of you may be familiar with these indicators. They're fairly common in fishery management plans now. Addendum 4 recognized that the TOTOG spawning stock coastwide has remained low, and as such, the addendum required that the fishing mortality rate be reduced from 0.3 to 0.2. This translates to allowing 17% of the stock to be removed by fishing annually. However, during the addendum process for Addendum 4, the tables used in the addendum contained only 2005 landings. According to the ASMFC addendum process, states would have had to make any reductions strictly from 2005 landings. There's a general and strong concern for using 1 year of data to make a reduction from. If that 1 year was an uncharacteristically high or low year, the intentions of the action could, of course, be compromised. And I would say that some would consider this especially true when you're dealing with MRFs estimates. That's one of the two issues that Addendum 5 created. Addendum 5, which was passed in August of 2007, set the average for the 2003 through 2005, as the base period for the reductions in landings. As a second issue, and Addendum 4 was worded such that states would only receive credit for taking reductions in the recreational fishery. This was based on a belief that since the fishery is coastwide, is traditionally in 80-20 or 90-10 split towards recreational landings, that would suffice. Addendum 5 was passed and changed this to allow states the flexibility to choose where a reduction should come from. The intent of the addenda is to reduce the overall harvest coastwide to allow the stock to rebuild. This is not a quota-managed species like summer flounder, where if the commercial sector in Virginia, for example, goes over its quota, steps can be taken to pay back that specific amount for that specific fishery. In this case, according to the wording of Addendum 5, states are asked to choose which sector's reductions should come from in a manner that best meets their individual needs. States are required to have management options in place by January 1st, 2008, which have the potential to reduce landings at 25.6% from the 2003 to 2005 average. The addendum specifically requires a 25.6% reduction in the overall landings. That's including recreational and commercial harvest. During the Addendum 4 process, staff here got an ad hoc committee comprised of individuals active in the recreational fishery. That ad hoc committee originally produced 7 reduction options. After several email exchanges and a second meeting, these options were adjusted for Addendum 5 changes, and they were whittled down to the top 4 ranked choices, and these choices were presented to FMAC. In addition, staff developed reduction options for the commercial fishery and solicited opinions on these options. 3 individuals responded, one of which sent in a written response, which you should have in your evaluation packets. All 3 individuals in the commercial sector felt that no action should be taken at this time against the commercial fishery. This contrasts the unanimous decision of the Recreational Ad Hoc Committee that both fisheries should take a reduction to the landings by 25.6%. All this was presented to FMAC at its September meeting. At that meeting, it was noted that due to the fact that Virginia's recreational fishery contributed nearly 98% of the landings during the base period, the recreational fishery could account for the commercial fishery landings by adding, at that time we had said a few days, we realized that it was by adding 1 additional day to each of the recreational options presented to them. A major concern expressed by FMAC, and I know that there are several individuals here from FMAC who may wish to comment when I turn this over, that in closing the commercial fishery for 5 or more months out of the year, no tautog, even if dead at the time of harvest, and the concern especially was for gear such as a fish pot that may be fishing in over 100 feet of water, that no tautog could be landed. And perhaps with this in mind, FMAC voted 7-4 with 2 abstentions to exclude the commercial fishery from the current ASMFC mandated reduction. FMAC endorsed option 1 of table 1, which I have up here, for the recreational fishery. However, it was not specified at that time where an additional day needed to account for the commercial landings should be added. Staff's concern, and they feel that the commission should that the commission does need to consider that if taking the reduction in the recreational sector only, as FMAC endorsed, would violate the provisions of Section 28.2-203 of the Code of Virginia by abandoning the fair and equitable allocation of fishing privileges among user groups. If the closure of the recreational fishery alone is not seen as a violation of this section of the Code, then the intent of the addenda again needs to be considered. The process to develop to account for the reduction percentages is by no means guaranteed to provide an actual harvest reduction of equal percentage. It's impossible to accurately predict the future harvest based on historical landings, and there are several factors that will always confound this. And in our case, the recreational reductions, which are based on marine recreational fishery statistics or MRF survey estimates, each day within a 2-month period or wave is considered to have the same amount of effort as any other day within that wave. Therefore, it's considered important to consider the difference of an additional closure would have in the recreational fishery, as opposed to, say, an additional 30 to 60 days in the commercial fishery on the stock itself. The time of year that tautog spawn was also an important consideration in the decision-making process for both the Recreational Ad Hoc Committee and for FMAC. Tautog spawn in late spring through early summer. In Virginia waters, it was found that tautog spawn as water temperatures approach 50 degrees. It's both in the Chesapeake Bay and offshore as far as 12 miles. Therefore, staff acknowledges that closing the commercial season in April, either for 2 weeks as some of the options present or for an entire month, would be more beneficial to the spawning stock than an additional 1-day closure in the recreational fishery. The attached draft regulation that you have before you contains the amendments recommended by staff. on page 2 of that regulation, the recreational measures are provided, and on page 3 shows the commercial measures recommended. And I believe you have a blue copy for the last page of that regulation. Staff recommends establishing ASMFC-mandated landings reductions for the commercial and recreational tautog fisheries so that each fishery reduces landings by 25.6%. And staff further recommends that options 2 through 4 of Table 2 for the commercial fishery are given more weight than option 1 since those three options include a closure in April, which would benefit spawning stock. You have before you all the public comments received to date. 4 individuals support option 3. Option 3 for the recreational fishery. 1 individual supported option 2. And there was also on blue paper, one of the endorsements was by the entire Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association for option 3. Within that same set of comments, there was one person supported option 2 for the commercial reductions, and one person supported option 3 for the commercial reduction options. I have a very brief history of the regulation history for Virginia. The last ASMFC mandated reduction for Virginia resulted in our current regulations, and they've been in place since January 1st of 1999. At that time, public comment favored a closed season for the commercial fishery as opposed to mirroring the recreational possession limit. And when I say at that time, I as you can see here, it was during 1997 that the commercial fishery went to a closed season from May 1 through August 31st. And in January 1st of 1999, the recreational fishery went from 10 fish possession limit to a 7 fish possession limit. Virginia did not need to take any reductions during the Addendum 3 process in 2003. At that time, we were able to show exploitation rates for the state were below the target levels of the addendum. You also have in your packets several tables detailing the history of Virginia's recreational and commercial landings, with several charts and tables here. But at this time, it's my intention to turn this over to public comment, noting that the data is available. If there are any specific questions that arise, I'd be more than happy to.
Thank you. Any questions for Joe? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Joe, are you recommending a specific option under either the recreational or commercial sector? I noted that you, in the staff write-up, suggested options 2 through 4 on the commercial, but
they're in the regulation, I think. I think you said that they were.
That's correct. Yeah.
In the red.
And those two are set to mirror each other. It was the same as the FMAC endorsed proposal for the recreational fishery,
okay,
which is option 1. And for the commercial fishery, it would be the option that most closely mirrored that, which would be option 4. Now, at the time that these tables were presented and put in the notice, there was an assumption made that it would be the latter part of December that would be desired. FMAC chose to go with the early part of December for the recreational closure. I'm believing that if striped bass regulations needed to take place, a closure at that time, that it would be less of a hardship. Our notice states that any new option can also be put forth at this time. So if the intention of a commercial closure was to truly mirror the recreational fishery, then that can certainly be done.
Mr. Schick.
So it's staff's opinion that even though that 98% of the fish are caught by recreational, that the question of equity and the question of proportion of catch, you know, are not considered together.
Right. Well, there's a concern that a precedence would be set as far as any future reduction changes.
Pursuant to the code,
right,
requires fishery management plans not to discriminate.
Right.
That's
right. Okay.
At all. Mr. Fox.
For the benefit of the spawning season, though, you'd want to stay closed as much as possible all of April, or is April the spawning season, April, say, to mid-May or something like that?
It's a temperature-dependent spawn. I think certainly by mid-April, there's a high potential that the fish will be active and ready to spawn at that time. It could be later. It certainly was this year. Early April, it probably isn't as much of a concern.
So from that standpoint, it's better to be closed then and open, let's say, in December.
From that standpoint, yes.
Okay.
Further questions? Thank you, Joe. This is a public hearing. The matter is before the public. Who'd like to comment? Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Jim Dawson. Recently been elected as the industry advisor for the Tautog fishery. Been fishing for Tautog for many years. Find it very discouraging that they use only 1 year for data. Tried to push ASMFC to go to at least 3 to 5 years to get better data. First, we have to understand the animal. This is a 60-day spawner. Okay, as a species, it needs to be understood that we need to protect the spawning biomass. So, as he was just saying, when do they normally spawn? Well, of course, the waters warm up in the Chesapeake earlier than they do on the coast. So, April 15th on the bay, May 1st. This year, we didn't have any fish on the spawning beds on the seaside, even on by May 1st closure. I mean, I caught one fish. Statistically, based on the tables in the back, I guess I must be one of the largest harvesters. I think one of your problems with the tables is that we have a lack of data. And we have a lack of data because the people fishing outside of 3 miles were not qualified, or they didn't have vessel trip reports, or there is a lack of data. So one of the things that I would recommend is having a commercial permit based on history so we can identify the user groups, so we can understand who we're affecting here. And one of the things I hate to see people do is make regulations without understanding who they're affecting. Let me go over my notes here. In 1997, Jack Travelstead initiated a meeting of the commercial industry. And basically, at that meeting, we decided to close for a 4-month period of time. One of the things that I really don't want to see done is the commercial fishermen did this. The recreational never made any closures or anything. And I thought we went to great lengths to close from May 1st to protect that spawning biomass. And I hate to see that we would be penalized in any respect by taking more away from a 2.4% user group. You know, it's hard enough to try to survive with everything that's going on now. But I think the main target here is your 98% problem, and that is during the spawning period. And I would suggest a May and June closure. You guys have a lot of power here. These fish are spawning. They're very susceptible during the spawning period. They'll take bait, you know, weather-wise, whatever it is. As soon as the recreational industry goes out there, they're there with their mouth open. And you take one fish away that has all those millions of eggs, You have to look at the impact of this. And closing in December, closing in all these other time periods when they're not spawning, that's not going to do any good. I mean, it's just pure logic. I mean, let's make a decision here to close during when they spawn, at least, to help protect the future. I mean, we've all been trying to do that. And I would certainly greatly appreciate that. And, you know, another reason to request a commercial permit would be, you know, we got to keep from over-exploitation, going around the bag limits. There's a lot of issues there that we want to make sure that new people don't jump in and start, you know, increasing those percentages and taking, you know, more of the spawning biomass. So I would appreciate that consideration.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Fox has a question for you. Mr. Dawson.
Which one of the options would you choose then?
Realistically, Joe just said that you have the option to take in any new considerations, and I'm asking you to do that.
All right, so you would say we should come up with a new option, just close in May and June, is that what you
said? It's a 60-day spawner, and I believe that you need to protect the species for 60 days. Jack?
But May and June would be better than April 15 to June 15, you think?
I would say so, especially based on the water temperatures. They say 50 degrees. Remember, that's 50 degrees on the bottom, not the top. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got to consider that. You've all heard of the global warming. We have a Labrador current on the coast. It comes down the coast, and it affects the way that the fish migrate. This year, we did not hit 52 degrees until after May 1st. So based on my history, I'm willing to open my books and let everybody take a look at how the weather changes and how it affects. That's why I pushed for more data than just 1 year. You're just looking at 1 year, and it's not fair. Mm-hmm. Now let's protect. You guys are in here to protect the species. Let's protect the species and do more than what they're asking you to do as a minimum. That's a minimum. So that's what I'm asking. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Follow-up, Mr. Chairman?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Robbins?
I had a follow-up question, if you don't mind. You were talking about May and June, and May through August are already closed commercially. Of the commercial options, which time period would you prefer? Out of the
well, you see, I feel as though, and I wrote a letter to you all, as though we already went 4 months for a closure in the commercial industry when we only represent 2.4%. So why are we being asked to close anymore? We're not getting credit for the 4 months that we already gave.
What year was that?
1997. It's up on the board. 1997. Ever since then, I mean, you know, we actively were catching the spawners, and that's why Jack asked us, you know, we got to do something. I remember him saying those words word for word. We have to do something. So that's what we did, and we want to receive credit for it as a commercial industry.
I understand that, but just to follow up, we are bound by state code to be.
If I had to have options, worst case scenario, I mean, we already have protected the spawning biomass. To close us September 1st through November 12th, you know, normally your tautog fishermen are sea bass fishermen as well, so they're bass fishing, actively engaged in bass fishing at that time, so that would be option one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, on tautog, going once. There we go. I'd usually get them up.
Yep.
There you go. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon.
Good.
My name's Craig Page. I run Page 2 Charters out of Virginia Beach, and I come to speak to you on the tautog issue this afternoon. If I had to choose between one of them, I would go ahead and, if there was an option that we didn't have a closed season, I would go for that. If I had to choose one for the recreational, I would choose number three. You know, you noticed back in 98 that you dropped it from 10 to 7, and most fish you see are going down, and I think what's going to happen is next year, if you were to choose five, next year you're going to see it go down to four. I feel as though four tautog are enough. You got four or five guys out there fishing. You know, it's up to you to keep the ones that you want to keep. There's nothing saying you got to keep the 14 or 15 inchers. You know, if you want to keep them 16, 17. And I feel as though that's enough fish for anybody to eat fresh fish and maybe have enough for a couple more meals. and there's nothing saying that you can't go out the next week and catch them again. Remember, that's a daily limit. You know, so for most people, if you can catch four tautog and you got four people, that's 16 fish per day. I feel as though that's enough fish. And to have a closed season for me, it's hard. It's hard on me. And also not just me, but the tackle stores and other fishermen that are in the for charter and so forth, because we don't have a whole lot to fish for in April. Yeah, there's a little bit of flounder fishing, but I would say about 90% of my charters that I have in April are people that want to go out and try to catch for tautog, fish for tautog. And people will still go if they can catch four. The thing is, if you have a closed season, that leaves them no options. A closed season is closed. And that leaves no options for me, it leaves no options for the tackle stores, and it leaves no options for the customers. But you have to remember that I am a fisherman at heart, and I see both sides of it. I want to save the species. I would love to see the species and grow and have a closed season and have them spawn. I'd love to see that, but I'm kind of on both sides of the fence here. And as far as the spawning and so forth, from what I have noticed, I think May and June is when they spawn. I've been fishing for tautog for 35 years here in the Chesapeake Bay, and they're here in April, yes, but I don't think the closed season in that time is going to do any good. Leave a little something and make it as short as possible, at least for this year, to do the least amount of impact. If you have to choose one of the options, I would go with number three and see how it goes for a year and reduce it to four fish. I feel as though four fish is plenty. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Dr. McConaughey.
I just have a question. So if there was going to be no closed season, the bag limit would probably have to go down to three, if I'm...
That's correct, yes. Yeah. The early options.
So, but you were saying that May would be a better closed season for your business?
Well, May, for my business and also for the tackle stores, you have to remember that in May and June, I believe that's when most of the tautog spawn. There's other fish available for us to fish for. In April, I have nothing else to fish for, and that's when all my charters are, I'd have to close down because there's nothing to fish for that's there. And as far as reducing the numbers, I'm all for that.
Further questions? Thanks, Mr. Page.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Who's next? Mr. Powers. One thing I found, as time's coming up, a little interesting. In order of preference, on the ad hoc committee, it seems to me that their preferences are in total opposite to those that are commenting today.
The ad hoc committee, I was on that.
they recommend to protect the spawning biomass, yet they recommend a closure when they're not spawning.
But that's because staff told us that the spawning period was April and May.
Okay. Let's
and
roll
that's
time.
That's why we picked April.
Okay.
Understanding that the spawning season ends later, I agree that to push it back past April would be a good thing. However, I warned the commission that's not a one-for-one. I think you have to go 1.25 days or 1.5 days for one to push it into May because that's where it breaks over a wave. I personally, this is me speaking, not representing anybody else, I only fish for tog early in the season, April and May, or March and April type of time frame. As soon as the water warms up in the bay, I go to places like Back River Reef or the or Modern Merrimack Islands where the water warms up soonest, and that's when I'll target them, when I can use clams to fish for them. I don't like fishing with fiddler crabs. Too much trouble. So for me personally, I would say, yeah, it's great to go with a four-fish limit and push the closure back into May or June even. In May and June, the recreational fishery, Mr. Page is right. We've got flounder to fish on then. Hopefully we have flounder next year to fish on. We've got striped bass for sure we can fish on then. The trophy season's in full swing then. And we also have the spring season where we can go to the 18 to 28-inch fish. So that's my opinion. Thank you.
Tom?
Yes, sir.
What specific time frame are you talking about?
I would think that you would be talking probably 4 or 5 weeks in May, maybe 4 weeks in May, maybe a week in June, split, cut it back. If it could overlap with the striped bass season, you can clearly justify that you would have something else to fish for. Striped bass is May 15th to April or to June 15th.
Right. Follow-up question? Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Further comment on Tautog? Joe?
There's one important consideration, and that's correct. It's the wave data. When we go by a two-month period, you have March and April being a very high percentage. So you get a high percentage reduction. When you move into May, June, there's very little, a very small effort estimate, very small percentage reduction attributed to it. In the earlier options, going to three fish would be very close. It would get us very close on its own. Let's see if I had it in some of the original. No, we had already gone by it by that point as well. Excuse me. However, if we're looking at going to four fish and moving into May instead of April, we're going to have to look at some other options.
We're relying on numbers at that time versus science.
That's correct.
So what if you went to May and June, 60 days?
I still don't think that it would have as much impact as just those 2 weeks in April.
No need to, believe me. I've got it.
2 weeks of bad weather.
That was my question about numbers and science.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I have enough.
Questions from the commission? Mr. Fox.
Suppose you go to all of May and all of June and put a four fish limit on the recreational. Where do we come out?
That's a good question. I'd have to take a look at the numbers. I'm not sure if I have it up.
1 May to 30 June.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Jack?
If you want something other than the options that are listed up there, tell us what you want. And we'll take a break. Staff can calculate the reductions. It just takes a few minutes to do it.
Well,
and we can bring that back to you.
I'm with you. Yeah.
I'm listening to the people speaking, and it seems to me that the species is helped most by not fishing in May and June, and the fishermen are helped. They've got other things to fish for in May and June, so they're not hurt as badly.
Any flaw to that? Excuse me. Any flaw to that premise, Jack?
No flaw other than
the wave aspect.
They catch less fish in May and June to begin with, so you get less credit
for
a day closure in May and June than you do in March and April. So it will take a longer period of time closed. If you add four fish limit in there instead of five fish, you pick up some additional reductions.
So maybe a four fish 60 four days.
Without putting it into the computer and calculating the reduction you get,
I guess my feeling would be if we don't get there with May and June and four fish, creep a day back into April. One or two days, whatever.
I can't say off the top of my head, Commissioner, that wave two percentage is over a quarter of the landings. Wave three is under 1%. So the wave after that is very similar. It's perhaps 2%. So you're going from 3% to a quarter of a quarter.
So, Dr. McConaughey.
This is a temperature species, is spawning species, but, you know, I've heard, well, this spring it didn't happen until May. Do we have any idea when the average date of when the bay reaches 50 degrees? It's going to fluctuate from time to time, but that may mean it actually is in April.
Right.
I don't know what the average day is.
It probably is the answer that Fred Fisher, former Attorney General up here, gave us. The best answer is there is no answer. And that's what he said.
Can I say that in the future?
No, sir. Mr. Pruitt was up here then.
Okay.
What, in all honesty, what do you want to, Mr. Fox? I mean, understanding these waves or whatever, we can go in and run the numbers if you want, but they're going to be disappointingly scary when you start dealing with that wave when you're dealing with. But we can do it.
I've just listened to the fishermen and when the fish are supposedly spawning, and it seems to me that that's the logical time not to fish for.
You know what? Run the number, really, in all honesty, and it'll be pretty much an eye-opener just to show to a lot of folks how this wave thing can really skew things.
Can I?
Sure.
And maybe also find out how many days of the last part of April it would take to get to the limit.
All right. Public hearing's closed. We'll run the numbers, come back, and we'll make a decision on the tautog numbers. Next item on the agenda is the crabbing licenses for VAC 20-1040. Yep, go ahead. Kev, can you turn the air up a little bit, please? Air conditioner, to make it cooler, a little cooler.
Don't take that sweater off.
I was about to take the sweater off.
Yeah, there you go.